Welcome to the I Self-Reflect podcast, where together we'll work to achieve self-love, self-growth, and self-reflection.
I want you to be your own guru. I want you to realize how powerful you really are, because I believe what we say to ourselves is of great importance, and our mind is our greatest asset.
Now, here's your host, Laureano Mercado.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, my beautiful people. I want to thank you all for listening and still continue to go on this journey with me called I Self-Reflect. Today's episode inspiration comes from a movie that debuted last summer, July of 2020, and it puts a new perspective on an old idea that we all know about. It's called The Bucket List. But simply put, a bucket list is a collection of goals, dreams, aspirations that you'd like to accomplish within your lifetime. And the basic meaning of it is to kind of keep track of your goals and to take steps to achieving those goals in order to maximize the incredible experiences in your life. So what's this new perspective on this brilliant idea? Well, it's called the fuck it list. That's right, the fuck it list. And quoting from that 2020 movie itself, those two words by themselves are relatively harmless, but put them together and it is life-changing. So this statement makes it, rather than thinking about a list of things you want to accomplish before you, quote, kick the bucket, into if you had no fear today, what would you do with your life? Saying fuck it to me is so powerful. If you can use these two words in a positive light, against all your fears to really do what you want to do in life, then you have created your own catalyst to live a happy life in your own way by you. So fuck it. I want you all to get really vulnerable with yourself and get out of your own comfort zone and create a fuck it list. Because by doing so, you'll see where all your fears lie. And then you can just conquer the shit out of it. Like, do you have a crush on somebody, but you're unable to ask them out based on fear? Fuck it. Just do it. Have you ever wanted to just take an epic road trip or backpack across the world? Fuck it. Just do it. What about being afraid to start something new, a new profession, or a passion that costs you, or just wishing that you just started working out 3 years ago? Fuck it. Do it now. And how about quitting your job or just seeing what you can create your own will? Fuck it. Because you could always get one of those, but you can't get back the time you've spent on one of those. And when it comes down to do it, you're eventually going to ask yourself, well, why not? And at that place, don't let your excuses take over and override everything. And this is the part where you have to just leave it for what it is, something you really want to do and accomplish. Because otherwise, it would not be on your fuck it list, right? So let me start. Fuck it. Number one, I want to visit all the wonders of the world, such as Machu Picchu, Petra, Taj Mahal, the Great Pyramid of Giza, etc. Something about the travel bug just gets my heart, and just living on this planet Earth, I want to see all the glorious things in it. Two, make a living off my own business. Creativity, ideas, willpower, inspiration. I got this. Let's go. Number three, I want to see the Northern Lights. Just something, the beauty about the sky, especially at nighttime, has my heart. And that's one of those things I want to go see. Number four, I want to go into space on the Virgin Galactic or SpaceX. Let's go to the moon, baby. Number five, I want to find a geocache in every U.S. state, then find one in every continent after that, and thus completing two in one, get to visit every continent. And if you don't know what geocaching is, visit geocaching.com. That is geocache.com. Number six, I want to visit the Stonehenge. Kind of like a weird history buff, but I love ancient stuff. Number seven, I want to stay in an overwater bungalow in the Maldives. I know you've seen the pictures. Let's go. Number eight, I want to go skydiving. For some fucking reason, I am scared of heights. Not sure where this came about or what happened, but I get this weird sense of vertigo, and then I just lock up and freeze, and then my mind gets the best of me. So these are one of the, that's one of the things I kind of want to like kick fear in the face and just get it done with, because I think it's just going to be a blessing when it's all said and done. Naturally, I might have to take a shot or two before I get on the plane, but hey, let's conquer that shit. Number 9, I want to go experience Burning Man in Nevada. Why not? Looks dope. Number 10, I want to be an extra in a Hollywood movie. Fuck, that just sounds amazing. Number 11, I want to write a book and get it published. As an avid book lover, I would love to just have something that just is a testament to time and just outlives me and just has my name and my thoughts and ideas printed out there in the world that's everlasting. Now, with number 11 being my favorite number, I think I'll just stop right there. Psych. Fuck it. I'll add one more. Number 12. I want to have a beer at Oktoberfest in Germany. Why not? Just think about all the interesting people I get to meet and socialize with, plus just doing something that's so token every day and get to travel all in one. Remember, your life is your life. When you have to make your own decisions and pave the way for your own direction in life, it can seem pretty scary and lonely. But think about a time when you least expected it, you overcame some of the biggest fears in your life. Having thoughts of not knowing how you're going to make it out of that situation or another, but having so much trial and error, you realize this too shall pass, because it always does. You know, make your life surrounded by your own wishes and your own dreams, whatever those may be. This is a prelude of being, let's say you're 100 years old. You're in a rocking chair reminiscing on all the what ifs of your past. Fuck it. Don't get to that point. No matter what age you're listening to this, I want you to create your fuck it list now. Forget all the what ifs. Do them. Why not? No fear. Just conquer it all. The world is your playground. You know, no one really knows the true meaning of what life is, who we are, or what we're meant to do. So just be a kid at heart, love, and let live. You got this. I want you to fuck fear in the face and just go for it. You are the only one that can give yourself permission to proceed. But if you're looking for some permission, then this is it. Start today and do it. Post your journey on social media so you can look back at it and say, fuck yes, I did that. And if you want to share with me, feel free to tag me in it as well. It'd be dope to look at all of those. And let me end this here with a quote of the day, so that way you can get started. Be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. What? Let me repeat that one more time. Be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Woohoo! With that, as always, my friends, I love you and I thank you for listening to today's episode, The Fuck It List. Think it, want it, get it. Peace!
Thanks for listening to this episode of the I Self Reflect Podcast. Subscribe and tune in next time to continue your journey to self-love, growth, and reflection. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at iSelfReflect. And check out our shop at iSelfReflect.com. That's iSelfReflect.com. Until next time, keep spreading the love.